Well, Adam's coming to lunch as well.
Adam's, everyone's there.
Everyone's there. He joins us on
Brad
the line.
Brad Rosen.
Brad Rosen. Go those
go
Kings.
Go those Kings.
Adam, what have you got? Go those horsies or something?
Nah, go Winks. That might be my catch cry.
Go Winks.
I think you and about 800 billion others.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing her back at the track tomorrow in that little jump out. Missing the Apollo Stakes, so I should drag a few extra people through the gates. And might be a bit of an attraction tomorrow at Randwick.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. 2:35, isn't it, going to be the jump out?
I'll be interested to see how it goes. I want to see what Huey's like on board. I want to see the shots, and I want to hear him talking about what he's doing.
It'll be good.
Mate, that's closer than you can actually get.
Yeah, you could probably can't get much closer, Stewie, to be perfectly honest. And if he can talk to you and talk to you through how it feels when he's riding the mare, that's going to be outstanding. And I think racing needs to try and innovate its coverage a little bit more. I'd love to see more interviews behind the barriers, stuff like that. So anything we can try and engage the audience member, especially the younger person as well, it's great for the sport.
Yeah, 2:35 over 1,200 metres, and obviously Chris Waller's got all the runners. Who Shot the Barman, Libra and McIntosh, McCreary and Unforgotten, but the one everyone will be watching is Winx. So we look forward to that. We look forward to the coverage. And if you're at the track at Randwick, you're going to be treated to something special there as well. Now, the ATC on a lookout for a new sponsor?
Yeah, TK. My colleague Chris Roots wrote about this in the Herald this morning, saying the ATC had lost the sponsorship of BMW, which obviously affects one of their big marquee races in the 2,400 metre weight for age race, which is traditionally held the week after the Golden Slipper and the week before the championship. So they're on the hunt for a new sponsor. I think that race is going to revert to its registered name in the Tancred in the interim. Mm. And obviously BMW has been a sponsor of the Australian Derby for many years. So as we know, in this sort of condensed sporting environment, it's very difficult to try and attract new sponsors to your sport. So probably not great news for the ATC, but it does open up the opportunity for some other corporate businesses who want to be involved with Sydney Racing and want to be involved with the Autumn Carnival. So I'm sure they probably won't on their hands too long. They'll be out there trying to gun down and get a couple other sponsors. So, just in the interim, that BMW will now be referred to as the Tancred.
Yeah, the Tancred. I'd imagine they're already out in the market having a look around. Chautauqua trials well?
Yeah, I reckon if I was part of Team Hawks, I would have walked away from the trials yesterday at Warwick Farm. Pretty happy with Chautauqua. He was sat last in his trial, as you'd usually expect, and he motored home down the outside to finish third to a couple of nice Godolphin horses. But probably even more promising for them was the filly Estajard came back to the trials, and she looked really sharp winning her heat there. So she's going to be a main player heading towards the Golden Slipper. And the Hawks have got a pretty nice team heading towards some of the bigger autumn races. And I think Chautauqua and Estajard are going to be two of their big guns. So we wait to see what they can do later in their campaign.
The Juveniles will steal the spotlight. Oh, well, apart from Winx, quite clearly. But after Winx, the Juveniles, because everyone's trying to find the slipper winner.
Yeah, the race I'm most looking forward to tomorrow, to be honest, TK at Randwick. Hard to believe, but the slipper's only 5 weeks away. Gee, it creeps up on us really quickly. A couple of really nice horses engaged. Looking forward to seeing this legend of Condor from the Gerald Ryan stable back at the trials. Of course, it's trialled really nicely from the Peter and Paul Snowden Yard that's raced by James Harrow and his syndicate of owners is Tchaikovsky. Been a bit of early support for him. He's looked really, really good at the trials as well. A couple of other nice horses in there as well, like John O'Shea's Irish Bet, who was a very promising winner of the English Nursery, and Exceltics for Gary Portelli. So I think the balance of the picture is just starting to take shape a little bit more week by week. Now you'll see that market, that all-in market, probably overreact as it does every week after racing on Saturday. But a couple of nice horses. I think Legend of Condor might be a bit of a sleeper for the slipper as well.
All right, time for some tips to get our listeners some cash.
I do like him, Stewie. Race 2, number 2, Legend of Condor. I've made my best on the program. I thought he'd do on Everest Day, winning that race over 1,000 metres. I think he jumps, probably leads. If he doesn't lead, gets a leader's back. I think he'd be really strong to the line late over 1,100 metres. And one at value, race 7, number 3, Zestful. She can be a little bit hit and miss sometimes, but she was really good winning the Razor Sharp against the boys 2 starts back. She actually won this race, the Triskay, last year. She's got a bit of an awkward gait to overcome, but I love the fact that Chris Lees has kept her fresh. I'll probably have something more to place on her rather than the win, but I think $17 is attracting. I have a small little bet there on an each-way basis.
Okay, we like that. So $3, Legend of Condor, who looks to be very, very smart from the Gerald Ryan stable, and then $17 for race 7, number 3, Zestful. Good on you, mate. Look forward to catching up next Friday as well. Well, we chat to you every morning, but looking forward to having a cold, frosty one next Friday at the Big Sports Breakfast Lunch.
Looking forward to it, boys. Enjoy your weekend.